on the inside? What are you showing to the world? What are you sharing with people that you come into contact with? It's okay to give a kind word. It's okay to love and to share that love and to forgive and to be compassionate. It's okay with when strangers come. How do you become a non-stranger with somebody? How do you express yourself when you come into contact with somebody that maybe you don't know? You break the barrier. How are you, sir? Boy, that tie looks good. Good to meet you, sir. How are you, ma'am? So glad to see you. This young lady came in this morning, came to surprise her grandbaby. I'm picking on you. I'm glad you're here again. I had to get a hug. I was glad to see her again. Because there's bonds of relationship. And it breaks down barriers of, who are you? I don't know who you are. Yeah, I recognize you. Great to see you. And God's the same way. When we come in with a humble spirit, when we come in hungry, hurting, broken, and we're just, God, here I am. God, I've been a stranger. I know truth. I read my Bible. I go to church. But God, maybe I've been a stranger lately. God, would you work on me? God, would you love on me? Would you wrap me in your arms and just hold me? It begins to break down barriers that would hold us back and keep us from experiencing right and true relationship with God. When we'll just come in and be humble and kind and holy and just strive to be better than we are. What's on the inside? What's on the inside? When the secret spring is touched in your heart, when that secret door is opened up, is the face of Christ recognizable throughout your whole body? The whole attitude of mind and theory and values become changed when you have a Jesus experience. When you get in a relationship with Jesus and He no longer becomes a stranger to you. There are things that I don't do because I don't want it to be displeasing to God. There are things that I won't do or say. Now, I'm going to use this as an example. I'm going to use myself. Brother and Sister Baggett are my pastor. They're my friend. Father figure in my life. If I can't say it in front of them, I don't need to be saying it. And it's the same way because of my respect for the relationship. And I truly want them to be proud of who I am. It's the same way with God. You've got to have that relation, that love relationship that you want Him to be proud of. Man, I know you failed. I know you messed up. But you're trying. You're faithful to church. You're faithful to the Word. You're faithful to the house of God because of that relationship. And it becomes the same thing with God. You can't neglect God. You can't just go out and do whatever. Stranger, when God becomes a stranger. When God becomes a stranger. Many professing Christians, when they truly experience the Holy Ghost and the gift of the Holy Ghost, they have found the missing ingredient. It's what makes the conduit or the glue, if you will, that gives you that just that want to and that drive. And when you don't know what else to do, you can just stand on the faith and the truth of what God is because of that gift and that power. He said you'll receive power after that. The Holy Ghost is come upon you. So if you're feeling weak, if you're feeling down, maybe you need to refill full of the Holy Ghost and get some of that stranger mentality out and get back in right relationship with God and then face your tomorrow. Because you can be victorious in right relationship with God. Find that missing ingredient. It's also possible for this type of thing to happen to Holy Ghost-filled believers. We can walk in the truth of God and never have a relationship to God. We placate one another. We show up, we say all the right things, we do all the right things, but in our heart, in our life, we're broken and we're hurting and we're torn into pieces. Philippians 3 and 10, that I may know Him. I want to know Him. I want Him to reveal Himself to me. I can tell you, I've read this through I don't know how many times. But every time I open up a passage and I begin to read, it's like it becomes alive. And it applies in a whole new way to me. What am I building? I'm building my relationship. I'm working on my relationship that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection. I want to know about that power because that's our way out of here. And the fellowship of His sufferings, being made conformable unto His death. Without this relationship, we are walking around with a gift from the King of Kings that gives us power and authority over all things, and we want to do is use it to identify ourselves with something bigger and better than we are. We never search long enough or try hard enough to find out the true value of what we have. I'm here to tell somebody this morning, you need to remember we have power through the Holy Ghost and authority through the use of Jesus' name. Don't leave the gifts unclaimed. Don't walk out of here powerless or broken or alone. Get in right relationship with God so you know, hey, He's got my back. He's going to cover me and protect me and guide me. The church of Ephesus, Revelations 2 and verse 1. Unto the angel of the church of Ephesus write, these sayings saith he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. I know thy works and thy labor and thy patience, and how thou hast canst not bear them which are evil. And thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and hast found them liars, and hast borne and hast patience, and for my name's sake hast labored and hast not fainted. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee. These people were going to church, living for God. They were doing everything they knew, laboring and patience, and yet I have something against you, because thou hast left thy first love. Remember therefore from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works. What the church of Ephesus did was to allow their relationship with God to grow cold, and thus God became a stranger to them. When the happiness and the joy and the freshness of relationship are gone, the relationship becomes something of the past, a vague memory of something long dead. When you feel that you are losing your first love, your excitement and commitment to God and the church, you need to find your way to an altar and ask God, Lord, renew that fire in me. Renew that passion in me. Renew that longing in me. Give me a desire to want to please you in everything. And God, if I can't say it in front of you, I don't need to say it. If I can't live it with you, I don't need to live it without you. I've got to make it right. Restore my relationship with you. In 1 Samuel 9 and verse 2, the Bible declares that Saul was a choice and goodly young man. There was none, not among the children of Israel, a goodlier person than he, it says. Saul had found favor with God and was anointed by the prophet Samuel to be king over Israel, and he saved them out of the hand of the Philistines. And Saul did quite well for a time, but there came a day when he began to forsake his relationship with God, and it was just a matter of time before God became a stranger to Saul. And Saul was sent on a mission by God and was told to utterly destroy the Amalekites and leave nothing, so much as a pet or a child, kill everything. So Saul's anemic relationship with God led him to disobedience of God's commandment. And God spoke to Samuel in the night and said, "It repenteth me that I have set up Saul to be king, for he has turned back from following me and hath not performed my commandments." You know the story, 1 Samuel 15 and 12. Samuel rose early to meet Saul in the morning, and Saul said unto him, "Blessed be thou the Lord, I have performed the commandment of the Lord." And Samuel said, "What meaneth in the bleeding of the sheep?" You know, as a kid, I always thought, bleeding of the sheep, when you least want it, your sheep will begin to bleat. In the moment when you least want to hear about it, you're going to hear that little, I can hear my mama screaming out the front door, "Christopher Lowell, you better get home. It's getting dark." "I'm coming, mama." "Bah, no, I'm not." "Yeah. What meanest thou the bleating of the sheep in mine ears, the lowing of the oxen which I hear?" And Saul said, "They have brought them from the Amalekites, for the people spared the best of the sheep and the oxen to sacrifice unto the Lord thy God, and the rest we have utterly destroyed." Then Samuel said unto Saul, "Stay, and I'm going to tell you what the Lord hath said to me this night." And Samuel said, "When thou wast little in thine own sight, wast thou not made the head of the tribes of Israel? And the Lord anointed thee king over Israel. And the Lord sent thee on a journey and said, 'Go and utterly destroy the sinners, the Amalekites, and fight against them until they be consumed.' Samuel said unto Saul, 'I will not return with thee, for thou hast rejected the word of the Lord,'" becoming a stranger to God, when God becomes a stranger. "And the Lord hath rejected thee from being king over Israel. The Lord hath rent the kingdom of Israel from thee this day and hath given it to a neighbor of thine that is better than thou." I love everybody in here, but I don't ever want to hear the Lord have to say this to me. "The Lord's rent it from you." "He's given it to your buddy that's better than you." Nobody wants to hear that. No, we all, man, hey, we're good old boys. We're good gals. Nobody wants to hear that. Andrew Murray said, "The secret of true obedience is the clear and close personal relationship to God. All of our attempts after full obedience will be failures until we get access to His abiding fellowship. It is God's holy presence consciously abiding with us that keeps us from disobeying Him. I must consciously include the Lord in every thought, every activity, and conversation until the habit is established." Many of us have come to God with a bunch of baggage. And Brother Baggett preached a message and had all the suitcases. You remember that? I'll never forget it. We have baggage, but we've got to begin to empty those bags and begin to fill it with the things of God. And we've got to get rid of all the junk and begin to put God in its place and begin to form habits, godly principles. If we don't maintain our relationship with God, we will be like Saul, except the kingdom that we will lose will be the eternal kingdom of God. The man who followed Saul as king over Israel was also had relationships and allowed relationships with God to grow cold. He left from looking unto God and looked instead at God's creation. And as a result, he fell into sin. He disobeyed more than one of God's commandments. The difference between David and Saul lied and tried to cover up his sin. But David, when confronted with his sin, admitted them, repented, and renewed his relationship with God. David had not allowed God to become a total stranger to him. Maybe you've come today, and though your relationship with God has cooled, he's not a stranger to you yet. Maybe you've even sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. I've come today to tell you, you don't have to be a stranger to God any longer. If you have felt like a stranger in his presence, it's because he has become a stranger to you. You see, we never really become a stranger to God. He knows all about us. But if we aren't careful, God can become a stranger to us. Salt Lake City, Utah, a photographer saw a street sign. It was all askew, and he promptly took a picture of it. The result was captioned "Divine Direction." It showed a one-way sign pointing to the sky with the cemetery in the background. The words of the English poet William Blake were quoted, "The grave is heaven's golden gate, and rich and poor around it wait." But the photograph is really wrong in one sense, because there are two ways from the grave. There are two ways from the grave: the way to heaven and the way to hell. On the other hand, there is only one way to heaven, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. The choice is yours today, when God becomes a stranger. If you want to be sure of a home in heaven, you've got to rekindle. You've got to maintain your relationship with Jesus. Please do not allow God to become a stranger to you anymore. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Make today count. Make worship service count. Make every moment count. Make your relationships with the one sitting around you or across from you or in front of you, make them count. It's going to be worth it all. It's going to be worth it all. Hallelujah. I want to hear him say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." I don't want to hear him say, "Depart from me, I never knew you." Oh God, help us not to hear those words. Lord, bless us today. Touch each family this morning. God, we thank you for this adult Sunday school. We ask you, Lord, to continue to bless us in our worship service. Lord, we've simply come to rekindle and refire that relationship with you today. We give you praise. We give you glory. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. We got about 12, 13 minutes. Greet one another in Jesus' name. Take a quick break. We'll come back for worship service.